very important for us to do al-amr al-ma'roof wa nahy 'an al-munkar. As Allah says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nasi ta'muruna bil-ma'roof wa tanhauna 'an al-munkar. You were the best ummah, the best nation brought forth to mankind, but there is a condition for you to be from this best ummah. You have to do al-amr al-ma'roof wa nahy 'an al-munkar. When you see someone making a mistake, you go and correct it, and when you see someone forgot to do something good, you go and remind him. Now, of course, as we said, there are balance here. The Prophet ﷺ says, "As-sakitu an al-haq shaytanun akhras." Whoever knows the truth and he remains silent, that is a shaytan, but he's mute, he's akhras, he cannot speak. Because shaytan does two things. He encourages us to do something bad, and when something bad is being done, he's happy, he does not say anything about it, right? Now this person who does not say anything about it, he does not encourage anyone to do bad. But he thinks he's good, because the Prophet ﷺ calls him shaitan, except that he's mute. He cannot speak, but he's happy with what's being done. So let's remember the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever sees something wrong is being done, he should change it with his hand, if he could not, with his tongue, if he could not, with his heart. But if at the same time there is a balance here, we need to know what we're doing. If you have enough knowledge and if you know how to approach people, you cannot go and yell at somebody who probably was new to Islam or does not know how things go, and he might, you know, say, I will never come back again to this place. We have to have this balance, we have to have hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, ادعو الى ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه. Call towards the way of your Lord with wisdom and the good, nice maw'idah, good, nice advice. So this is important. And we see Imam Malik liked fancy stuff. We said fancy food, fancy decoration at home, fancy clothes. Of course, again, nothing in the haram, but he just enjoyed these kind of things. And we said there was a group of mutasawwifa, or people who call themselves Sufis. And again, as I said before, and I'll say it again, you can follow any Imam if you want, if you have the knowledge to know what is right, what is wrong. But don't call yourself that. We are all Muslims. That's what really matters. Don't call yourself Sufi or Hanafi or Shafi or anything. You want to follow Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa, that's fine, as long as you have the knowledge. You want to follow Imam Malik, that's fine, as long as you have the knowledge. You know what's right, what's wrong. But don't call yourself anything other than Muslim. This is how we have all these different sects and different groups. I am Hanafi and this Shafi'i and this guy is Sufi and this guy is Hanbali and this guy is Wahhabi. And we hear a new group every day. That's not what Islam, at the time of the companions, of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were all called Muslims. This is the main point and this is the bottom line. So anyway, that one of the Sufis, and again, this is a group that believes in spirituality a lot. They believe that they want to get so close to Allah in worship and this life, and they look at the dunya as, you know, what zuhd is. Minimal, like just live in the dunya as long as you can live. You're not supposed to go enjoy anything. This is what most of Sufis look at it this way. And I'm not saying they're wrong or they're the right. In every group there are good people and some people who go extreme and they may make a mistake. Some of them are good. Some of them they go, like one of them said something which many people disagree with. One of the big those Sufis, one lady, she said, "Oh Allah, if I love you or I worship you because I want your Jannah and I am afraid of hellfire, then don't give me Jannah and give me hellfire." Which means, I don't worship you because I am afraid of hellfire and I want Jannah. I worship you because I love you. So this is probably going a little bit too much, because Allah says in the Quran, "Ad'una Rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a." We call our Lord because we're afraid and we are greedy in His mercy. And he talks about Prophet Zakaria, how he makes dua to Allah, fearing Him and asking for His mercy. So this is just an example about those people to understand. I knew a couple of brothers actually. They were really, really nice brothers. So we cannot say everyone who is, you know, you cannot generalize in any group, everyone who's, you know, there are good people and people who do not have much knowledge. Let's put it this way. So this is one of the ulama of the Sufis sent a letter to Imam Malik. His name was Yazid ibn Yahya, one of the big scholars of the Sufis. He sent to Imam Malik saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to Malik ibn Anas. He did not call him Imam, if you notice, to Malik ibn Anas. I heard that you wear the fancy expensive clothes. This is what the letter says. And you eat the expensive food. And we said yesterday he liked bananas. I know bananas are cheap now. You can get, I don't know how many for, I don't know how many money, I don't know the prices. But that, by the way, that's not, and we said don't take it for granted. Some other countries, they don't get to eat that. Some other countries cannot afford that. Most countries, actually, if you look at the, if you want to look at the numbers, most people cannot afford the food that we eat and the food we throw in the trash. And this is, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive our sins. Anyhow, so the letter says, I heard that you like to wear fancy clothes and eat fancy stuff and your home, and you have hijab. He called that, mashallah, hijab at your door, which is not really a hijab. So I advise you to fear Allah, taqillah. And we said before, taqillah is not an insult. You should come to me and tell me taqillah, and I told you jazakallahu khairan, and I tell you taqillah and jazakallahu khairan. This is how the companions were. It's not an insult. Taqillah means fear Allah. So what, this is important. Anyway, so taqillah, I heard that people come and ask you questions from all over the world, and you are the great imam that people come to. So taqillah and humble yourself. And then he ends the letter by saying, no one knows this letter about this letter except you, me, and Allah. I'm not doing this to show off, or, you know, nah, look, I'm advising Imam Malik. It's just between you and me. And then people will say, how do I know then? How do I know, and how am I telling you, right? Imam Malik got the letter, and he sent him another letter. See how the scholars will talk. They were high manners and polite. He didn't get mad. He sent him a letter. He said, Jazakallahu khairan for the advice. This is number one. Anyone who comes to you with an advice, Jazakallahu khairan for the advice. What I'm doing is not haram. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Who said these things are haram? Wearing nice clothes and eating nice food is not haram. So why are you telling me not to do it? I respect your way, and I want you to respect my way. May Allah forgive our sins. Please make dua for me, and I will always make dua for you. Jazakallahu khairan. And that was the letter. Now, how do we know about these two letters? Imam Malik talked about his students about the two letters to teach them manners. If you have someone different from you and he gives you an advice, you might not accept it, but you can still say Jazakallahu khairan, thank you for the advice. Of course, there's always a right way, polite way. You know, brother, I think this is the right way. You might be, you know, this and that, and it's good, find the right way. This is much better than going, you know, yelling at people and beating them up.